You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 92 for the 2nd of April, 2017.
Hello and welcome to Arc 365. I'm Chelsea Slotin, one of the co-hosts of the Women in Archaeology Podcast. I thought it appropriate to talk about a woman who both made history and shed light on women's history, Dr. Joan Giroux. Dr. Giroux is perhaps best known for her work creating the field of gender archaeology. This work was undertaken with several other scholars, including Margaret Conkey, Janet Spector, Allison Wiley, and others. But Joan is truly one of the giants in the field. Her work editing the 1991 volume Engendering Archaeology with Margaret Conkey was groundbreaking. The popularity of the volume has resulted in 6 reprints. The volume was a call to action for archaeologists to consider women in the past in a real and meaningful way, to investigate gender constructions in the past rather than assume they mirrored our current genders structures. It also shone light on some of the biases in the field, both historically and contemporarily. I still remember reading the introduction to that book and thinking how blindingly obviously they made it seem that women deserve to be studied in their own right. And yet, it took some unabashedly female scholars to point out archaeology's shortcomings and work to make them better. This was, of course, not her first or last publication on gender in the archaeological record and in archaeology. Dr. Giroux worked to shine light on the disparities in the field, disparities that saw women get less credit for their work, be less likely to undertake fieldwork, more likely to work on museum collections, and be less likely to receive grants for fieldwork. She helped pave the way for future generations of female archaeologists, myself included, and made our lives better in ways we may never fully comprehend. I myself am profoundly grateful for that. Dr. Giroux was, of course, more than just a feminist scholar. She was a well-known Andeanist, a leader in socio-political archaeology, and fiercely committed to archaeological ethics. She changed the practice of archaeology for the better, both through her influential theoretical work and her mentorship. Over the course of her career, she influenced students at a number of institutions. She taught at the University of South Carolina, held visiting professorships at Cambridge University in the UK, Universidad Nacional de Catamarca in Argentina, the universities of Umeå and Uppsala in Sweden, and the Universidad Nacional de Centro de Buenos Aires in Argentina. She was a professor emeritus at American University and a research associate with the Department of Anthropology at the Smithsonian Institution as well. She was also well known for her work with the World Archaeological Congress, an organization devoted to the conservation and research of archaeological sites worldwide, providing professional opportunities for disadvantaged groups, and supporting Indigenous and First Nation peoples. She was the nationally elected senior North American representative for the World Archaeological Congress from 1999 to 2008. From 2003 to 2008, Dr. Giroux was head series editor of the One World Archaeology book series. In 2003, she became a founding member of the Advisory Board for Archaeologies, the Journal of the World Archaeological Congress. And starting in 2007, she was a member of the World Archaeological Congress's Standing Committee on Ethics. Through all of these roles, Dr. Giroux had a way of getting to the heart of complex matters and explaining them easily. She was always an advocate for those marginalized individuals in archaeology and worked tirelessly to address the colonialist practice of archaeology to make the field a more equal place. Sadly, Dr. Joan Giroux passed away last summer. Prior to her passing, she published a book, Utopian, Archaeology, Ambiguity, and the Production of Knowledge in Northwest Argentina, discussing her years of experience in Argentina. The book is a wonderful read, either for scholar or general public, and has inspired the creation of the Joan Giroux Book Award to encourage other scholars to write work of similar breadth of knowledge and ease of comprehension. This is only part of her legacy. She was an amazing woman and scholar whose work will continue to challenge, influence, and improve the field of archaeology and those who study it for years to come. She will be dearly missed.
That that's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.